We know the drill. 1 month on from the historic Supreme Court decision on federal gay marriage rights, and here we are in Florida cheering from the sidelines as progress seems to be happening all around us, but not for us. It's as if Florida's LGBT population has been shocked like lab rats into paralyzed submission with regards to advancements in equality under state law, mostly because Florida's government has made it clear that gay citizens are not whole citizens. If you're gay, your legislature is quietly willing you away. The fact is, the June decision on DOMA and the Supreme Court's punting on California's Proposition 8 were just the first steps in what promises to be a protracted slog of petition drives, legal challenges, and legislative volleys in the state's statutory and constitutional gay marriage bans, and none of those machinations are guaranteed to level the playing field in my lifetime. Experts tell us to manage our expectations, keep telling our stories, let the legal process work its mystical algorithms in a manner that will guarantee success and not damage the argument. But for some, that algorithm can't solve itself soon enough. Consider the plight of the gay Ohio couple that flew to Maryland just to get married on a tarmac so that they could fly back home and at least be buried together when the terminally ill partner, John Arthur, dies in the near future. Ohio has a marriage ban, but this week a federal judge nonetheless ordered the state to recognize Arthur's marriage as it would any other marriage performed out of state. That is courage. For now, we'll measure our victories in death certificates, but not forever.